May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. How many of you this morning are going to feel much better after I justify Jesus' last statement in this morning's gospel? So therefore, none of you can become my disciples if you do not give up all your possessions. You ready? You ready for me to continue and make all of this okay? Would that I could. Jesus in this morning's gospel says some hard things. He says to those people that were following, unless you hate your mama and your daddy, you can't be one of my disciples. Unless you give up everything, you cannot be one of my disciples. Now, how many of you are ready to sign on the dotted line? How many of you are willing and ready and able to give up everything? I don't see a large number of hands. In our Old Testament lesson, God has a conversation with Moses, and he says, listen, you've got a choice today. You can choose life or you can choose death. Now, if given that choice, I think the answer's fairly easy. I'll choose life. But to choose life, God lays some things out and says that you need to follow him diligently, that you need to live after his commandments, that you need to be someone who walks with God and not apart from God. You need to be together. Choose life. Okay, so now back to the giving up everything. I think what Jesus really is trying to say to us in this lesson is that if anything gets in the way of our following God totally and completely, we need to turn our back on it. If we are going to choose life instead of death, we are going to have to turn our back on some ways of the world that may be comfortable to us, but they're things that get in our way. If we stay and are too concerned and too consumed with what we have, our relationship with God begins to suffer. If we are too intent on making everybody else happy, our relationship with God can suffer. If we are too intent on trying to shy away from the uncomfortable and only do and say what makes me feel good, then my relationship with God will suffer. What Jesus is saying very, very clearly is that we need to live our lives in relationship with God. And if God becomes our focus, if God is what and who we see, then our lives will be complete. That's all it will take. And in so doing, we choose life. And in so doing, relationships and things may be absolutely fine, but they're only fine if our sights are directed on God Himself. So Jesus says, turn your back on mother, father, sister, brother. Turn your back on anything that draws you from the love of God. That is not easy. Now, the reality is, most of us don't have to do that. The relationships we have with those that we love aren't an impediment to our relationship with God. But what Jesus says is that those relationships themselves are going to deepen. And if those relationships are going to grow and be all that they could and will be, they must do so in and through the eyes of God. If we see the world as God sees the world, if we see one another and love one another as God sees and as God loves, nothing gets in the way. Give up everything. Turn your back and look at God. Put your energy and your focus there, and all will be well. So the good news is, you can keep the loose change in your pocket. You don't have to sell the car and the house, and you don't have to hate your mama and your daddy. But what you do need to do, and what we're all called to do, is to love God above all else. And if we find something's in the way, we need to put it aside. Nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.